Station 9, Ready Mix Place Names. The history of this place and its many people is carried in the water, spelled out in its place names. We're well beyond the old city limits now. You wouldn't think so, though, given the hilltop coagulation of commerce, industry, and apartments up Cortland Avenue, along Fairway Road, and down Manitou Drive. Manitou. Gichi Manitou in Anishinaabemowin. This old new street carries the name of the creator. In the early 1800s, this place by the water was called Bleem's Mills, after Philip Bleem's sawmill, grist mill, and woolen mill. It was a company town. Then, for 15 years, it became the eyebrow-raising name Jewsburg, while Samuel Liebschutz owned the mills and laid out settlement plans here. By the time the Schneider brothers bought up the mills in 1851, people were calling it simply German Mills, for the immigrants living here, the language spoken here. By now, the mills are 70 years gone, and only a few houses remain, clinging here and there and out of place, among the industrial plazas all scraped flat into the hills above the creek. The creek. The whole reason German mills even existed, with its mill ponds and water power and sloping grade fit to run a railway through. That creek disappears almost entirely from view upstream from here, snaking as it does behind the jagged scrap metal mountains of Triple M Metals. The region plans to build the last segment of trail through this gap, but until they do, Balzer Road is the only point of access to view the creek. Take Balzer down to the tight channel of water where a gravel trail joins up from the Balzer Creek tributary. Balzer Road, Balzer Creek, Balzer Trail. Surprisingly, the Balzer place name is only 100 years old. Before the city had paved its way southwest and swallowed the village of German Mills, the Balzer family farmed 50 flood-prone acres about where the scrapyard is now. Originally from the Czech Republic, the Balzer family arrived in Canada in 1907. Fritz Balzer, the son, bought this land with a World War I veteran's loan. In 1929, the Balzer family's farmhouse and barn went up in flames while Fritz was at work at Dominion Tire on Strange Street. Police were suspicious that both buildings burned down simultaneously. More concerning, Fritz's mother couldn't be accounted for. And in fact, neighbors hadn't seen Mary Balzer for a few months or so. Her husband Victor, who was seen driving off the farm an hour before the fire, seemed more concerned about the cattle, and according to some witnesses, blamed his wife for the fire. For 10 days, police and farmers dug the farm up, looking for Mary Balzer. Eventually, they surfaced some arm bones, a pelvic bone. An investigation followed that failed to definitively answer how Mary had died or how the fire had started. Newspapers reported on the story for months. 2 years after the fire, an inquest was launched on new information, but again, the case went cold. 96 years later, we're past the point of answers. The mystery of Mary Balzer's death has been assimilated into the general air of forgetting that lingers about this old place, this former village that's no longer a village, this mill town without a mill. The German-speaking immigrant laborers, too, have long been assimilated. And Schneider Creek, with long, sinewy animal movement through the city, flows in a timeline vastly longer than the brief work of industry here. But that doesn't mean the creek remains unmarked by our living. It too has been forced to assimilate. We've given businesses permission to pollute the creek under the scientific theory of assimilative capacity, the idea that environments can handle a specific amount of contaminant before harm occurs. This theory, explains Max Libaron, a geographer at Memorial University, is based on land relations that strip away the complexities of land, including relations to fish, spirits, humans, water, and other entities. All our stormwater and wastewater management systems and industrial pollution laws are based on the idea of assimilative capacity, which allows us to use the water as a sink, a site for storage of waste. For over 200 years, we have asked a lot of Schneider Creek. We've asked it to accept our waste, dilute it, and disperse it.